Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, supported in part by the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Art Crawls, Minnesota's winter answer to the art fair. This weekend is one of the biggest annual indoor events in the Minneapolis art scene. It's kind of a kickoff of the art and artisan holiday party season. The 18th annual Art Attack kicks off Friday for a weekend of fun in the Northrop King Building in Northeast Minneapolis. The party starts Friday at 5 with 250 studio artists, Cuban art, indigenous poetry, demos, art making, music, and food. Art Attack regular Todd Thieberg joins us today from his graphic studio, Angel Bomb Design and Letterpress, to talk about making old-fashioned printing presses new again and about the big weekend ahead.
My name is Todd Thieberg, and I run Angel Bomb, which is a letterpress and design shop.
And what do you have planned for Art Attack?
It's really fun to have people come in because they just reinforce that you're doing something good. I mean, people generally say they really like my studio. I've got art on the walls that I've created. I've got greeting cards for sale. The work that I do, I create on vintage letterpresses. One's 60 years old and the other, I think, is about 80 years old. And so typically I'm doing demonstrations. I like to print and cut coasters and hand those out just so people can take something away. There's always something interesting to look at and see.
Tell us about your path to printing.
It's interesting in that I've been a designer for 20 plus years, and I never really had the understanding that you could become a printer. And it was really sort of happenstance when my dad came to visit one time, had bought me a tabletop letterpress at an auction because he'd remembered me talking about letterpress. And it was at that point that I realized, oh, you can buy these presses. So I learned how to use that, bought my first big, more production-style press, learned how to use that. Once I was comfortable with that, printing things for myself, then I started offering it. It just took off from there, and it's really been a fun adventure and a learning process because it goes so hand-in-hand with design, and I really like being able to have my hands in something from the beginning, from the concept all the way through to the finish and the final product.
This is kind of by hand.
It is. And I, you know, one of the things that I think we get stuck in front of our computers so often, and I don't necessarily mind, but I just get tired. And this is really nice. I'm up, I'm schlepping around hundreds of pounds of paper, and I'm moving things on the press. And it's just a more physicality, and I like the tactile nature of it. You're not just looking at pixels. Like, you can hold it in the light, and you can see it, and you can take it home, and I can show my wife. And
what's your favorite part?
I used to be more enamored or really like the creative part. And actually, what I've really grown to love is the making, is the actual end product. There's just something about, at the end of a day or at the end of a print run, being able to have a pile of something that I created. That, to me, seems the most satisfying. And maybe some of that comes from, like, I have, occasionally I get racked with self-doubt about a design. Oh, I don't know if this is, you know, the best thing. Are people going to like that? Whereas, you know, once it's on press and once I'm making something, there's a pride that comes from having it all turn out right.
Yeah, have fun at Art Attack. Good luck.
Thank you very much. The Northrop King Building is a great building because it's just filled with so many different types of artists.
What floor are you on?
I'm on the second floor. I've got a big red wall. It's hard to miss. And I'll be open Friday night, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday.
Art Attack 2015 happens in Minneapolis at the Northrop King Building, running Friday, November 6th through Sunday, November 8th. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Strife, Mariah Schumacher, Ian Ducharme, and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org, on our homepage, and under programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.